Conference Finals. They would get ousted in six games. Price did have a big moment in game two of that series against the Bulls, though. He outscored MJ 23-20 in the Cavaliers' victory. That 1991-92 Cleveland Cavaliers team tied its furthest run in franchise history. It took them drafting LeBron James in 2003 and waiting till 2007 to get to the NBA Finals for the first time in their franchise history. Bartlesville's native son actually played high school basketball in Enid. He was named the State Player of the Year in 1982. The arena out there, now called the Stride Bank Center in Enid, was at one point known as Mark Price Arena. He would go on to play college basketball at Georgia Tech. Couple of years there. Played on the 1994 Olympic team as well. All in all, 12 NBA seasons, nine of which were in Cleveland. His number 25 jersey does hang from the rafters there in Quicken Loans Arena. Couple things to watch for this weekend. If you're itching for sports, Korean baseball on at midnight tonight on ESPN. German Bundesliga soccer is getting underway in about an hour or so. That'll be on FS1. Also, the return of NASCAR this weekend. They are going to run an actual race with no fans in the stands from Darlington Raceway there in South Carolina. Actually going to run four NASCAR races over the stretch of 11 days. They'll go Sunday, Wednesday at Darlington, and then the next Sunday and Wednesday at Charlotte Motor Speedway as well. So some sports on the return. 58 degrees outside. That was sports. Here's Tech Talk.
Good morning, and welcome to Tech Talk on K1 1400 and 93.3. Brought to you by Ernest Heating and Air, NBR Electronics, and IT Village. Question about your technical device, your computer, your cell phone? 1-800-749-5936. 1-800-749-5936. And now, your host of Tech Talk, Charles Miller of NBR Electronics, and Charles Mall of IT Village. It's Tech Talk on K1 1400 and 93.3.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, everyone, as it's time now for Tech Talk. And our phone lines are open at 1-800-749-5936. And it's time to turn it over to our hosts with the mosts.
Well,
Charles Miller.
Hosts with the most.
I don't know. I'm stretching, guys.
I think I've got the most energy this morning. I just had a bacon donut.
Oh, boy.
It had bacon chips all around it over at Grayson's, you know, across town in. Man, that was good. This guy came in to get a phone repair, you know, Tremont, and he's a really nice young man. And he makes donuts over there. And he comes in and he said, yeah, I haven't seen you in a long time. You used to come in with Lenny Baker, you know, and have a donut. And I said, yeah, I miss old Leonard, but we used to talk about that. And I said, yeah, do you have any kind of special donuts? And he goes, what do you mean special? And he told me, he says, I've got a bacon donut. And I said, a bacon donut? So I had to go try it. And I'm telling you guys, I'm zinging right now. That bacon was good, but that sugar in that donut, feeling pretty good this morning.
Peeling from the ceiling, Charles.
I'm ready to go run some laps. Time to wake up, right?
It is. Looks like it's going to be a nice day today. Hopefully we don't have too much rain. I guess we're supposed to get some.
Rain wreaks havoc sometimes. You got to deal with it.
Right, but it's nice to have those days where you can hole up and stay inside, because we're all kind of used to that now, so we don't have to practice or anything.
Nobody really wants to stay inside right now.
No, yesterday I noticed all the restaurants were open, and boy, there was cars galore everywhere, so it'll be interesting. So it'd be nice to see, like, 2 weeks from now what it does to our infection rate here.
I doubt it's going to go anywhere, but I'll tell you, people are enjoying it. They're enjoying being free again and eating food.
No doubt.
You know, and,
no doubt.
If this wasn't a good test of socialism, I don't know what it was. Just think about being cooped up all the time. Get free.
Yep.
Yeah. But anyways, talking electronics and technology, you see where people are using now. They're taking their old iPhones and iPads and Android phones and using them when they step them down. They used to pass them on to kids. Mm-hmm. A lot of times now they have all these ones that they don't have kids anymore, so they're just stucking them away in a drawer and they're going away. They found out a new use for them. You can actually use those as security cameras.
Mm.
And so they're just, you know, shutting off the screens but putting on the camera and connect it to their systems and using those as cameras now because they have the little holders and everything to hold them.
I see. So you could just use the Wi-Fi without using the cell service.
Yeah, and the great part is you don't have to connect them to anything because they have cellular.
I see.
So, you know, you can leave the cellular or just use the Wi-Fi on them. So it actually becomes a camera, and people are using them because they have holders for them already built, you know, for like a car holder that you can stick up in the corner, and it'll point down and, you know, have that camera. You know, it's really cool to see that. I was like, that is a good use. I never thought of that. I went out and paid some pretty good money for a camera not long ago for my shop. I could have just used an old cell phone. Mm-hmm. I have tons of them around there, and that would have saved you a camera.
I got a couple myself. I'll have to try that and see how all that works.
Yeah, make great security cameras. So anyways, just kind of an FYI. Don't get rid of your old stuff. It's still usable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty fancy stuff. Yep. Even years ago. You know, that had good cameras.
Oh, yeah. And the cameras on them now, especially in some of the newer iPhones, are studio quality.
Oh, yeah. They're phenomenal. Yeah. You know, when you go to 12 megapixel and 16 megapixel, I mean, it's like photography, serious photography. Because I see a lot of people use their phones now for just the regular picture taking. So it's putting a crunch on the camera business.
It really is. Yeah, these things are... They're taken away from just a standard carry-around camera, and now you've got these high-end cameras in your hand. So it's pretty nice.
I remember the days when we first started putting video on internet. You had to get a special little digital camera that would take movies of a certain, prescription, I'll call it, for certain variances there. And then you had to upload it here to there, and it just took forever. You can even edit a video on your phone, if you have the right phone and the right apps, you don't have to take everything apart and spend 2 or 3 hours. You can do that in about 20 minutes.
No linking it up to your computers anymore. In fact, I was doing a video of my wife's greenhouse, and they have these new devices. I don't know if you've seen them, Charles, but anybody that's into technology, this is something that's new. But it's more of a mechanical deal than anything. But on your greenhouses, you have vents. And you have to get up on a ladder, and you lift the vent up, and you clip them. Or some people have a long handle, and they can raise them up and clip them. But now they've come out with these devices that have the vent openers that are some kind of a wax-filled compression. You know how you have, like, on a car, on the back of your window opens up with those little compression shocks that lift the window up? They look the same type of technology, but they're controlled by temperature. Hmm. And so they screw into this bracket, this harness, and it raises the window up based on the temperature. So as it gets hotter, it raises the window up to release the heat.
Oh, nice.
And so at nights, it comes down and closes it if it's cool enough. If it's still warm, it'll leave them open to let that air flow. But it's all automated. You don't have to do anything with it. You can just go about your business. So it's the new type openers. So I thought, I'm going to try these out and see if they actually work. So I bought a couple on Amazon and put them in my wife's greenhouse. She's got 4 vents. And I thought I'll just do 2 of them and see if I like it. That evening, they were up high. I said, did they come up? She goes, oh, yeah, they're wide open. It was pretty warm in there. And then we watched it for a while, and then we're sitting there having a cup of coffee in the evening, which is a terrible thing to do, but we were doing it. And we're sitting on our back porch, and we looked back, and sure enough, these things are coming down. I mean, they're really slow at doing it. It takes like an hour or so for them to come down. But it dropped all the way down and shut and sealed the window.
Nice.
I was like, this is pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is.
So, all the manual stuff taken out. So I love technology. As it gets moving, it's pretty cool. Whoever thought that up was pretty smart. Yeah.
And it just keeps coming.
It keeps coming. I love technology. Well, what's happening in your world, Charles?
Oh, I've been doing a lot of stuff in my closet, especially the wiring closets that, they're all so unwieldy. I've worked in so many scenarios where it looks, you open up the door, it looks like Medusa's head in there. You just look up and everything goes everywhere, and so it's out of control. So I've been doing a lot of cleanup work like that, especially when it's really messy outside, like, rained last few days. Mm-hmm. I spent the whole day just redoing my racks, cleaning up the wiring. And it's interesting when you're doing that. My stuff, I could take it down, but if I'm working in a production environment, I kind of have to do it after hours or precariously, move one thing to another just to get keep everything up. So yeah. It's been that kind of week for me. is that hold up, stay inside kind of activity,
yeah,
which I've rather enjoyed. You know, it's nice to kind of take time to do this stuff that I've been wanting to do for like a year.
Yeah.
So,
you know, and you got to do those things.
You do.
You know, keep them clean, dust them, you know, things, you know, like servers. You know, yeah, you can't let them just build up with dirt or you'll be just repairing them, you know, replacing.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So I like cleaning up the cables. So I'm taking time to color code them. So, you know, this color goes for this, this color goes for that. And, you know, kind of pretty it up as well as make it easier to troubleshoot. So yeah, now when I look at it, I know exactly where it's going, what it's for. I did at the hospital, as a matter of fact. I like yeah, color coding.
Yeah. You know,
because it's kind of like self-documenting. Like at the courthouse, for example, you know, I did the cabling, or I had the cabling guy do this, but it was all nice. They all come, instead of coming into a big bundle, they all were all flat. So every individual cable came down, and there you could see the red ones, the yellow ones, the green ones.
You knew which was what.
I knew yeah, which was what.
Yeah.
And it was just, yeah, it's just kind of nice to do.
Yeah.
You know, get a little satisfaction out of seeing your work actually. Because I like self-documenting things. When you look at the setup, you don't have to, you know, look at this Medusa's head. You actually see where things go and where they belong.
And you're a lot like I am, I'm sure, in some areas where I'm kind of a OCD type of a guy. I was building a thing in a hurry for somebody, and I was making this device that they could transmit with, you know, to be able to do a service. And I'm putting it all together, and I thought, you know, all these wires are, I had to use some wires. I did a change of plan in it, and I had all these wires running. And I looked at that and thought, somebody someday is going to open this up, and they're going to think, who's the engineer that designed this? This is ridiculous. So I had to take it all apart and put really nice coated wires in there, too. I did the same thing, soldered it all down, made it look really nice and pretty. And no one will probably ever open the stupid device, but I did it just because I'm OCD.
It's nice to have a trail that others can follow and then say, well, this is nice. Somebody yeah, did this for me.
Someone
you know,
took the time to actually
do this,
glue
right,
these things down and make them look
make it,
nice.
Make it a little easier for the next guy. Yeah. You know, and there's a lot of stuff like that.
And I was just one to have to look at it and say, look at this mess I made. Somebody's going to see that and just think I was terrible. You know, who was this guy, you know? So I have to clean it up, you know. It's just what we have to do.
Well, I tell you what, guys, we're going to have to take a nice, clean, well-detailed break. And we'll be right back with more Tech Talk after this 1 minute. All right, good morning, and we are back a little bit later than anticipated, but we're still back with Tech Talk with Charles and Charles.
We're sitting here talking about this new ransomware stuff, you know.
Ouch.
You've got to be super careful with all your data because, you know, what's open to the public is open to hackers. And I got a text message from a friend of mine here just a little bit ago that he fended off a cyber attack already this morning, but there's hundreds by the hour. So, you know, we're having to be really careful about all your personal data because all that stuff's stored somewhere. And you better hope the companies you're using, like for me, I use QuickBooks, that they have a really good, secure, sound system because everything's online with them.
Yeah, but you know, I've had trouble with them. As a matter of fact, I have one customer that they got hit three different times where they, the online service, you know, goes remote.
Remote,
so
you're
running some server remote, but they've been hacked multiple times, but luckily, it wasn't severe. You know, it didn't ransomware didn't take over, but you could tell somebody followed them home and planted these little things in there. And I just had to continually take those out till I figured out which program was doing it. And it was QuickBooks Online.
Huh.
I said, "Well, how ugly is this?"
Well, but they can't get into QuickBooks servers, right? Or
well, you know, that's on the back end side. I was looking at the side, you know, from the client. You
from
know,
the
they're
client
sitting,
side.
Because essentially, you know, you have to have good encryption from your service to your local connection. So that's the problem with Zoom and some of those is they didn't have good encryption. Like, you know, we had several attacks where a church service would be hacked into. All of a sudden, you'd see, like, what was it, some kind of child porn?
Yeah, today that was just on Fox News that they were hacking church services that are now online.
Yeah, how ugly is that?
With child porn and things. It's just unbelievable. You know, and that's what these hackers, they have nothing better to do with time than to disrupt people's lives and create havoc.
There's some deviants out there, no doubt. But anyway, there was stuff like that, and then there was, like, business meetings. You know, people were using the free Zoom. The free Zoom doesn't quite have the features of the business
the paid
service.
Zoom, yeah.
The paid service. And some of those, you know, when they cut corners on some of those stuff, giving it away for free, that's why you always have to be careful when it says free.
Yeah.
And but, you know, it's back to this, you know, protecting yourself from, like, the ransomware. Like, I used to think, well, like the malware bytes, you can download it for free, run it on your phone, your iPad, your PC, your laptop, and it's a great tool, and you can just run it whenever you need to. But that does not help when somebody, like, for example, you open up an email, and, you know, you get something in there, it takes over your machine.
Hmm.
Well, you need real-time protection. That's why all my customers now, I put real-time protection. It's constantly scanning to find out when some of those things come through, that it just locks them up right there, just keeps them from getting to your machine.
Yeah.
So just think that those free versions are just as good. Not in this case.
Yeah. No, you don't want free.
No. You really have to.
There's the old adage, you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
And that's, if you go free, you're going to open yourself up to all kinds of damage.
Yeah.
If you pay for it, you're probably going to get somebody that really knows what they're doing to stop it.
Yeah, so you have to be careful. But anyway, you just have to be aware that, real time really is what you need to protect for that ransomware stuff. And, you know, you got firewall protection, you've got protection on your desktop and on your phone. And I think phones are probably still looming. I don't see them being massively attacked like desktops. But
yeah,
they still do have some vulnerabilities.
They can be. I've had a few this last week that were actually through Facebook that people came in and they said, my system's just, but it was mainly Androids. But the problem was they have software to stop that, but people aren't downloading it.
Yeah.
Well, it's a paid service.
The other thing on Facebook is, when you load those apps on your phone, because I had this on my Android, boy, it just takes like 60-70% of your CPU.
Yeah, it does.
You know, and your memory is all of a sudden getting soaked up. So when you, especially, that's why you turn off those features like the instant play, you know, where it automatically plays as soon as you pull up a Facebook page, it just hits, you know, the video just comes on and starts taking all your bandwidth and everything else kind of stops. Mm. But there's a lot of stuff like that. But you can go into the Facebook settings and turn those off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I would do, because you don't want, especially if you have a cell phone and your data plan's only got so many, you know, so much bandwidth they're going to give you over a certain period of time. So you don't want to soak that all up with a few videos.
Sure.
Because the data plans are a lot better than they used to be. I mean, they give you quite a bit of leeway where you don't really run into that so much. But still, you need to be aware of it. And there's no point if you're not going to watch it anyway. Turn that feature off. Just don't have it play those videos instantly. You click on it if you want to really see it.
Yeah, I noticed that, you know, even like me, I use YouTube quite a bit where I'll be going into, let's say, a new device that comes out and you want to find out what is the new matrix of this new device, how's it designed. When you go in and you pull it up, a lot of times it'll play some stupid commercial or ad. You can't shut those off, but that's where a lot of that stuff comes in. You know, people have these things out there with ads, and the ads will trigger something that locks up your system. And so I've seen that happen even in my situations where I've had to finally go in and went all the way down to the root of YouTube, and they have things that you can turn on and off and find those stop these notifications, stop playing this when you click on it, you know, let me initiate it. And you have to pretty much go in and do all that manually. It's kind of hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people getting bamboozled, because I had a few elderly people this week call me about, you know, okay, is it time just to go to an iPad or something simpler? Because, you know, all these updates and these changes with Windows 10 and the iPhone and trying to migrate from here to there, you know, because a lot of people are still on Windows 7 and they haven't gone to the Windows 10 yet, and it's probably past time to do that. But it takes a lot of people for a loop, because I've had people upgraded, and all of a sudden they're going back to their old machine because they're more familiar with that. They don't want to change.
Yeah,
you know, they're just lost in this new world, So that's why.
It sounds kind of familiar. I think I'm there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you always tell me every time you come into my shop, well, we got to update your computer. But, you know, I'm just so scared to move anything because it just all works right now. And I'm afraid if I move something, it's going to be all gone. And I got to start all over learning it. And my brain just doesn't do well with software. I'm just not a software guy.
Well, yeah, these changes, especially when they change the interface.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden. Well, it was there yesterday.
Yeah,
where
did this go?
Yeah, exactly.
Where's that shortcut I had?
And I don't know, like on some of these programs, like, you know, like Windows. I mean, that's you know, millions of people all over the world are getting affected just like that.
Yeah, you know, just by one change.
Yeah, and there's been so many changes with Windows in the last 6 months that, yeah, I can see where some people are just kind of really getting frustrated with it because they don't know what, okay, something's changed here. What have I done?
Here's a good example of that. You know, just like even on the iOS, they changed a thing. One setting, you know, in your battery maintenance, it has an option called, it's like to conserve your battery. It goes into power save mode. And it'll turn your little thing up here a different color, but I didn't see that. My phone got low enough to where it kicked it on. Excuse me. But I went down to try to do something. And the other day, and I clicked on it. Oh, I know. My screen kept timing out. And I'm going, I've got it on never. I always just shut it off myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went and thought, how do you fix that? And it was highlighted, or it wasn't highlighted, so you couldn't click on it. And I thought, something's wrong with this iOS. So I'm thinking I'm going to have to notify Apple because this is corrupted. Now I can't shut that off, and that's an important feature. So I was telling another guy about it. I said, but yours is not highlighted. I wonder what the deal is with that. So pretty soon I got to see and it said you can shut off power, you know, save mode at any time. And I thought, mine's on. So I clicked it off and then all that stuff lit back up where you can use it. It was timing your screen out automatically. So I was thinking, boy, Apple, we're going to have a talk. See, you just mess stuff up when you just do updates. Just leave it alone. It's working.
Yep. Yep, we're all in that same boat, and that's why, like, I had some refurbished machines this last week that you figure, well, it comes with Windows 10, it's got all the stuff in there, but that doesn't mean it's, you really don't know what you have. It's like going to a garage sale, right? You don't know the history, you don't have a clue, so I learned as a practice, take the drive out, put a fresh one in there, put a whole new operating system in there, and now everything's back to being predictable.
Yeah, you know what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff like that. That's why I like just having a fresh setup.
Gentlemen, we're going to be back with a little bit more of Tech Talk in just a little bit. It's time now for a one-minute timeout.
Remember your high school days? Those are memories you never forget. K1 will be helping bring the senior class of Bartlesville High School together on the air and on K1TV.com this afternoon, beginning at 1 for Class Days 2020. Listen as Bartlesville High School seniors are highlighted as they reminisce and talk about their school days, courtesy of Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Pizza Hut of Bartlesville, Arvest Bank, Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home, Representative Darrell Fincher, Shelter Insurance Agent Ben Rainey, and Bartnet IP. The Bartlesville High School seniors will entertain you with conversation and play their favorite music on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Class A is brought to you by Regent Bank of Nowata, State Farm Insurance Agent Danielle Weaver, Tony's Roofing, OK Federal Credit Union, and Senator Julie Daniels. Join Bartlesville High School students this afternoon, beginning at 1, for Bartlesville High School Class Days on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3 and K1TV.com.
And welcome back to Tech Talk, and here's Charles and Charles.
We haven't had any callers in a long time asking, you know, questions, so don't forget you can call in and ask questions. A lot of things about computers, we've got the expert here on that, and if you have electronics questions, of course, we can answer them here on my side. But there's just so many things going on this week. I was busy. You called me at one point. I just had lunch with my woman. And so we were going to try to hook up this week, but I had her running errands for me. Because, you know, that's the problem with being a 9-to-5. If you're stuck inside of a retail place, you can't really go anywhere. And
yeah.
It makes it really difficult. So you can't go get, you know, like tags for a vehicle. You got to send somebody to do all this stuff because you just can't go get it done.
Yeah.
So running around town, you got to do it, but it just takes time, and you have to have that time to do it.
Yeah. The big change right now is everybody's opening back up, you know, in this phased approach. Like right now, we're in phase two. Like, for example, I've missed playing my racquetball, but now tomorrow it's back in business. So,
oh, so you get phase three.
That's still phase two. Okay. But some of the stuff starts coming back so I can start getting my routine back because I miss my exercise.
Yeah.
How do you social distance when you're playing racquetball? I'm just kind of curious.
Well, you do what you can. Just don't dive for any shots, you know. No sudden. You just place, you know. The nice thing about racquetball, especially when you play with guys who've been at it a long time, you pretty much know where they're going to go. And if they don't, and you whack them in the back of the leg, you know, that's their fault. That's not yours.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just learn to play that game. So everybody makes room for the other guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like playing. I've got really good guys to play with, and it's just a lot of fun. And I have to do fun when I do exercise. I don't do the grudgery, you know, stuff too much. So,
well, I could see during this COVID thing that a lot of people were probably having problems with, you know, trying to set up their systems to do accommodate, you know, like, let's say curbside service. All that would have to change in your registry, you know, on your register. How do you do this? How do you add up these devices? It's going to be different because people are going to be buying in quantities, usually, if they're coming on a curbside. If they're buying for the family, instead of everybody coming in and ordering separately, it's a different package deal. So all that's got to be addressed, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have a phone call. Hi, you're on the air. Welcome to Tech Talk.
Hello. Good morning, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
VPN. So, you know, there's VPN for $3 a month. There's VPN for $10 or $12 a month. How do you know what's best? I hear people say, well, the VPN slows me down so much I don't use it. How do you make a VPN selection?
Well, a VPN is really kind of driven by what you're connecting to. Like, for example, if you're working like for Philips or Conoco, they have a VPN set up that you just put the client on your side and it talks, you know, so you really don't have too many options with that. And then if you're doing it for yourself, you need to think about, okay, what are you, you know, connecting to make that work? Like, for example, if you're just going to connect from, like I have a VPN from my office to my house. You know, so I created my own, and I just try to use the one that makes the most sense. So selecting is not as simple, you know, just pull it off the shelf. You need to kind of think about how you're connecting. So how are you trying to do this? You know, what are you connecting to?
I just connecting to the internet from home, office phone, personal.
I see. Well, I don't know if you really need a VPN connection for that, because you know, it's an encryption mechanism that works on both ends. You know, so for going to the office, I don't know if you really need one. Just have a good firewall to protect you. But the encryption, like I say, it's taking code, squeezing it down, and then unsqueezing it on the other end. And there just needs to be a good reason for doing so. I wouldn't buy one just to have one.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Certainly.
And thank you for the call. And remember, we do take calls just like that one at 1-800-749-5936. However, we're kind of pushing it up against the clock. What's new at the shop?
Well, I've just been busy right now. I've been doing a lot of stuff for medical, repairing medical equipment and so forth. And so I've been pretty busy during this time. But now it's starting to open back up to phone repair again. So all those that had the iPads that were smashed and damaged, I'll probably be back to getting parts again. I think we're finally starting to see China produce the parts that we need. And so it's all coming back slowly, but it's getting there.
And what do we have going on at the IT Village?
I've been doing a lot of virtual machines, so my virtual servers are kind of evolving. So that's been kind of keeping me busy. It's nice to have the time to be able to dig into that. So I've actually had a good time the last few weeks digging into these little things that I've never had time, stretches of time like this before.
Gentlemen, we're going to catch you again same time next week. I want to thank you very much for sharing your wisdom and your knowledge right here on Tech Talk.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville, K227 CQ Bartlesville.